Class 3, Subject English Literature, Chapter 9, Topic, Bertie and the Lion. Good morning to all my dear students of Class 3. Today, we will learn about a boy named Bertie and how he and his mother saved a lion's cub. Children, please turn to page 58. Bertie grew up with his parents in a farmhouse in the grassland of South Africa. He spent all his day safely behind the compound fence around the garden. From here, he would watch all the wild animals come to the water hole. One day, he saw a lioness with her white cub come to drink water. Bertie longed for the white lion cub to come back. One morning, a week or so later, Bertie was woken up by a sound of neighing. You know what neigh means? The sound of a horse. Horses neigh. So children, what did he do? He jumped out of the bed and ran to the window. Then what did he see? He saw a herd of zebras. They were moving away from the water hole and they were being chased by a couple of hyenas. Then Bertie saw three more hyenas staring with their eyes fixed to the water hole. And after some time, Bertie saw the lion's cub. It was covered with mud and was waving a little paw. You know what is a paw? The leg of the animal. At them in defense. The hyenas were gathering nearer to him. Now children, turn to page 59. Bertie was down in a flash, leaping over the veranda and racing barefoot. Barefoot meaning without any shoes, across the compound. He ran out in the open grassland, yelling. Yelling meaning to shout at the top of his voice to frighten the hyenas away from the cub. Lion's baby is called a cub. Bertie picked up some pebbles. Pebbles are small stones, children, to throw at them. They ran off, but not too far. Then he was at the water hole, standing between the lion cub and the hyenas, shouting and screaming, waving his hands, trying to chase them away. But soon they began to circle again, closer and closer. That was when the shot rang out. The hyenas turned and ran away suddenly. As Bertie turned, he saw his mother in a nightgown. Nightgown is a night dress, what we wear in the night. A gun in her hand, running towards him. He had never seen her run before. Between them, they gathered up the cub and brought him home.